You know, I didn't really have a musical, any kind of musical instruments around the house when I was growing up. When I was in high school, I wanted to be in a rock band, but I didn't. I couldn't play anything. You know, I just, you know, I wanted to write words and write songs and things. So I couldn't find anybody to be. By this point, I had moved to Lakeland, Florida, and I just wanted to be in a band. But I mean, there was nobody in the right mind was going to have me in their group. Although I did have some experiences, but I didn't ever really had a regular band. So it wasn't until I was in college, I went to the University of Florida the early 70s, and I had one of my middle years of college, I got a Les Paul Junior that I just thought looked really good. 56 Les Paul Junior. And I had that for a few years, and then I got a Gibson SG. That's when I started getting serious about playing the guitar. At that point, I had met Glenn Phillips and musicians in Atlanta. I was still living in Florida, maybe 74, 75. And that's the guitar I learned to play the guitar on. I shouldn't say learn to play the guitar. That's when I learned to, you know, play around on the guitar. My approach to playing the guitar was somewhat backwards. I immediately got the most complicated jazz chord book and learned to make these jazz chord formations. And I got, after about 8 or 9 months, I got to where I could make them very quickly, but I didn't really have the slightest idea how to put them together. I just wanted to learn how to play these chords that looked really good.